Chapter 10. Pain. Pain and a loud ringing in my ears. That was all I was aware of as I groggily opened my eyes and tried to take in my surroundings. Something about the world seemed off, but I couldn't place it. Janine was next to me, though, and the redhead fumbled with her seatbelt as she tried to free herself from the totaled limo.
"Come on,"
she whispered under her breath.
"Stupid thing."
I reached over to the archaeology student without thinking, grabbed the seatbelt by the buckle, and tore it out of the fastener with a swift heave. Janine yelped as gravity pulled her down onto the roof of the upside-down car. And then I realized that was what seemed weird before I repeated the action with myself. I crumpled down next to Janine with a thud and a groan, but I didn't really have any time to recover. The headlights of another car were headed right for us.
"We have to get out of here,"
I growled as I shook away the pain and ringing in my ears.
"Now!"
The limo door was stuck when I tried to open it, so I quickly realized I needed to try a more violent approach. I grabbed onto one of the upside-down limo seats, hoisted myself up like I was doing a pull-up, and then slammed both of my feet into the door. It flew off with the sound of tearing metal, and then shot into the air like it had been fired out of a cannon. Holy fuck, I was so strong.
"Incoming!"
I heard a man's voice scream as the door shot toward one of our assailants' vehicles. The charging vehicle tried to swerve out of the way of the flying door, but they were too slow. Sparks flew as there was a loud metal-on-metal crunch, accompanied by the sound of shattering glass.
"Ow, fuck!"
another voice shrieked in agony.
"It's in my fucking eyes!"
I grabbed onto Janine by the wrist, yanked her up against my side, and then quickly scurried out of the limo. As we made our escape, the headlights of the incoming Hummer began to swerve, until finally, its driver's side wheel smacked into a curb and sent it spiraling out of control. I watched as the car slammed into the side of a nearby building, and the three men inside of it were tossed out like rag dolls. The first one crashed through the storefront window of the building and shattered the whole thing with his body. He landed onto the tile floor of the interior with a bloody smack, and gore trailed behind his face as he skidded to a violent stop. Then he laid there simply twitching helplessly as he choked on his own blood. The second man in the car wasn't as lucky, since he was thrown straight into one of the metal beams that outlined the store's windows. His entire body wrapped around the matte black pole, and his momentum caused the damn thing to dent like it was made of wet cardboard. Blood sprayed from every orifice on his face as he hit the beam with a wet crack, and then his body went limp. The last bastard was thrown high enough up that he missed the window by a foot, or at least his head missed it by a foot. The man let out a yelp as his noggin slammed into the brick above the store window, and his neck twisted at an awkward angle. His momentum caused his corpse to do a reverse cartwheel as it disappeared through the window, and then he hit the ground hard.
"Holy shit!
Let's get out of here!"
I commanded the redhead. "Before those other cars circle back around."
What about the driver? Is he all right?"
"I'll check on him. You stay right here and don't move for anything, okay?"
Janine gave me a nod, so I turned away and ran to the driver's door. It was on the opposite side from where we'd been standing, and I could see the three Hummers coming back our way. I didn't know where the other two vehicles had gone, but I didn't have time to think about that right now. Right now, I was completely exposed. I crouched down, grabbed onto the handle of the driver's side door, and then tore it off with a single yank. When I did, I was greeted with the sight of the driver hanging there upside down. His seatbelt held him safely in place, but his body was as limp as a noodle. Blood poured out of the side of the driver's head, and his mouth and eyes were both open in a wide stare of terror. If it wasn't obvious enough, my fears were confirmed when I tried to listen for a heartbeat. There was none. He was dead. And I was still exposed.
"Light him up, Tony!"
I heard a man call out from behind me. Suddenly there was a popping noise, and the dark landscape was lit up with the light from several muzzle flashes. Unlike our previous assailants, these bastards were smart enough to bring along guns. I instantly sprang up onto the top of the flipped limousine and then rolled over the side as several metallic thuds rang out behind me. The second my feet hit the ground, I jumped onto Janine, tackled her to the ground, and used my body as a human shield.
"Are they shooting at us?"
Yeah, that's going to be a lot harder to avoid than a bunch of whack jobs with knives.
"Do you think it's the OLG?
They aren't wearing robes. I honestly don't know, and I really don't give a fuck right now."
I glanced up to see the remaining two Hummers were now headed our way.
Their blinding yellow headlights were enough to burn my fucking eyes, but I wasn't gonna let something as simple as that get in my way.
Now would be a really good time for you to change, Carter. Like, right now!
I'm trying! I hissed, but then I saw more muzzle flashes out of the corner of my eye. There was an alley right ahead of us, about 50 feet to the left of where we had crashed. I didn't have time to think of any better solution, so I scooped Janine up in my arms and took off toward cover. As I ran, I heard the sound of bullets whizzing past, and they sounded like angry metal hornets as they zipped and slammed into the pavement and metal of the limo behind us. Then I felt the hot sting of a bullet as it struck me in the leg. It was just a graze, but it hurt like a motherfucker. White-hot pain lanced down the back of my right calf, almost like somebody had grabbed my flesh with a pair of hot tongs. Warm blood oozed out from the fresh wound and dampened my pants as I walked. But by this point, I was deep into an adrenaline rush, and I didn't even care. I carried Janine into the alley, where I set her down on her feet and then took her by the hand.
Where are we going? We'll be sitting ducks in this alley.
Not if we play our cards right. We might not have much room to dodge or hide, but they'll have to come at us in smaller numbers.
I hope that's enough.
Me too. Me fucking too. The sound of several vehicles screeching to a stop rang out through the alleyway, so I pressed on. They went down the alley! I heard a man's voice snarl, thanks to my enhanced hearing. Baron, you take some of the guys and cut them off down the way, all right? Tires screeched again as I heard two of the Hummers take off, supposedly to cut us off at the other side of the alley. If that happened, we might as well be two rats in a fucking cage. Oh, why the fuck wasn't I changing yet? I was obviously going through a lot of stress about a life-or-death situation, and the wound on my leg was sending jolts of pain through my body every time I took a step. If these weren't the perfect conditions to hulk out, then what the fuck would be? Here! I hissed to Janine as I pointed at a nearby dumpster. Get on the other side of that and stay quiet.
What good will that do? They're right behind us.
We can sneak attack them this way. Then maybe, just maybe, I'll have enough of an advantage to take them out.
I'll do my part.
The redhead promised as she summoned yellow light into her hands.
You just gotta do yours.
It didn't take long for our pursuers to catch up to us. I heard the plodding of approaching footsteps, along with several nervous heartbeats and rustling clothes. Oh, Dev's gonna be really pissed if you idiots let the bastard of Bast get away. One of the men barked at his comrades.
He ain't getting away, another one said. They picked the worst fucking place to run. It'll be like shooting fish in a barrel.
Just don't shoot the cute little redhead. I bet she'd make a really good post-victory snack.
I felt a sudden surge of my blood as it pulsed through my veins, along with a twinge of white-hot rage that gurgled in my stomach. These assholes wanted to hurt me and do even worse things to Janine. Sweet, innocent, brilliant Janine. I wasn't gonna let that happen. No fucking way. No one was going to hurt my woman. That was when the painful sensation entered my limbs. I held my tongue as best I could, but the pain was fucking terrible. Every inch of my body felt like it was on fire as my limbs started to elongate, my canines started to grow, and the hair on my body turned into thick patches of black fur, while my clothes fell away in shreds. Then my vision tunneled as the beast inside overtook me, and within seconds, the pain subsided. I was a werepanther again. Just in the nick of time, too. Now I was going to make those guys pay for even thinking about Janine in that way.
Did you hear that, Jones? One of the men gasped. It sounded like somebody...
Before he could finish his sentence, I pounced. I jumped up onto the top of the dumpster lid and hurled myself right into the crowd of men, and I counted 12 of them total as I unsheathed my claws and took aim at the nearest bastard.
Jesus fuck!
One of the guys screamed.
He's bigger than I thought!
Light him up!
Another man shouted.
Light him!
I landed right in front of the man, barking orders, and then slapped him across the face with my paw. The black pad of my paw hit him in the side of the head, and I used the momentum to smash him into the nearby wall with the force of a freight train. The poor bastard's skull exploded like a gore-filled balloon when it slammed into the wall, and bits of his viscera splashed out onto his friends. While the rest of the guys were still in shock, I lifted up my right foot and kicked it into the chest of the next closest assailant. There was a wet crack as my paw cracked his sternum in two, and he flew backwards a full 10 feet and knocked down 3 more of our attackers in the process. He tried to scream in pain, but all that came out was a bloody gurgle.
The sound of firing pistols filled the air around me, so I jumped up to a nearby wall to avoid the attack. When I hit the side, I extended all of my claws, jabbed them into the bricks of the building, and then used them like makeshift climbing hooks. I scurried horizontally across the building while the hailstorm of bullets chased me, but I was too fast. Then I sprang off the wall and proceeded to land right behind the group of men. They all spun around and tried to fire on me, but I was already way ahead of them. I grabbed the first bastard's wrist, the one that held his pistol, and snapped it to the right. He screamed as his wrist bones tore through his flesh with a spray of blood, and then I slapped my other hand against his forearm. I spun around with the man still in my grasp until his body lifted up into the air, and we engaged in a fucking human hammer throw. His body slammed into the other 9 men around us, and the impact sent them falling back into the wall or into the ground with harsh thuds. The second they were stunned, I released my grip on my victim and slowed my momentum to a crawl. My body stopped spinning just in time to watch the fucker as he helplessly flew up into a fire escape, where he slammed into the metal so hard that it bent. I saw a flicker of yellow light from behind the dumpster as the man plummeted back to the concrete, and he landed awkwardly, head first. There was a wet, sickening crack as his neck snapped 90 degrees against the asphalt, and his eyes bulged out of his skull as he went limp. Thank you, Janine. However, I didn't have time to savor the victory, since the other dudes were already getting back to their feet. One of the assailants was prone on the ground, and he crawled forward and reached out for his fallen pistol. I raised my foot up as I popped out my back claws and took aim. Then I brought my right leg down just as his hand grabbed onto the grip of the pistol, and there was a crack and a squelch as the weight of my body crushed both his hand and his weapon.
"Ow, my fucking hand!"
he shrieked as I let him go and turned to the others.
"He crushed my fucking hand like it was fucking Play-Doh!"
There were still 8 more assailants to deal with, all of whom were now reaching for their guns. It was going to be impossible to get them all before they could fire off a shot, so I had to think strategically here. I was just a frickin' college student with no combat experience outside of video games. How the fuck was I going to get out of this one? The only thing I could think of doing was the same thing I did back in the forest. I had to let the beast inside take over and act purely on instinct alone. Without another second's hesitation, I dashed forward, straight at the group of assailants, and moments before I was on them, I fell down on all fours as several shots rang out and zipped past where my chest had just been. As much as I wanted to make these assholes suffer, I couldn't waste my time on these kills. They had to be swift, efficient, and as simple as I could possibly make them. I unsheathed the claws in my front right paw and then lashed out at the man on my right. He screamed as my 5 organic daggers stabbed into his chest, and then again when I lifted him up off his feet. I brought the attacker over my head as I twisted to the left, and I proceeded to slam him right into one of his friends. Then I scrunched down and launched myself into the air, just as another round of shots rang out, and the bits of brick sprayed off the alley walls. I had to keep these guys on their toes, which meant I needed to use my agility and strength to my advantage. I aimed myself at the nearby wall, pressed all 4 paws into it, and springboarded into a backflip. As I passed over the men, I took a swipe with the claws on my right hand, and I felt them schluck into the flesh of a poor sap's head. The man screamed as I scraped my razor-sharp claws across his face, and I opened up his skull like an overripe melon. As I landed behind the fucker, I saw there were 5 giant gashes that ran all the way across the top of his head. His bloody pink brain pulsed inside his skull, in clear view, as buckets of blood gushed out from his wounds. But the man only lasted a few seconds before he fell to his knees, went into shock, and died. Another set of shots rang out, and I instantly sprang back behind the dumpster.
"I think they know where we are now,"
Janine said when I landed beside her.
"It doesn't matter,"
I growled, and then I stood to my feet.
"Watch this. Can you give me a little bit of that luck power of yours?"
"Sure thing,"
the redhead confirmed, before she summoned her magic to her hands. Bullets pinged against the other side of the metal dumpster as I reached out and grabbed onto both sides. Then I gave it a heave. Much to my surprise, the damn thing felt as light as a plastic tote box, and I was able to lift it off its wheels with next to no effort. That was when the fun started. I let out a deep, guttural roar as I swung the dumpster at my enemies. The first swing caught the two closest bastards, and they yelped as their bodies were thrown against the nearby wall and then crushed into a mangled pulp. More gunshots rang out, and a bullet slammed into my left shoulder. The impact seemed to have no momentum behind it, but it still caused a wave of pain to shoot through my side. Blood gushed from the fresh wound, but I wasn't going to let that stop me. I had to protect Janine. I brought the dumpster back around and smashed it into the fucker that shot me. He went down hard as the metal slammed into his side and launched him headfirst into the other side of the wall. The bastard hit the brick hard, but I didn't even give him a chance to recover. I swung the dumpster once more and literally smashed through the wall with an explosion of brick and mortar, which was accompanied by a squishing noise. I may not have been able to see my attacker's body, but I was 100% sure nobody could have survived that. And my suspicions were confirmed when I saw the bloody smear where the man had just stood.
"Come on!"
I heard a voice from the other side of the alley.
"Our guys are getting their asses kicked!"
Fuck, that must have been the guys from the other three cars. Still, I had to deal with these last two fuckers first. The nearest man tried to take aim at me with his pistol, but I was on him before he could get his shot off. I stabbed my claws into his elbow, and he wailed in pain as he released his gun. My last opponent fired off a few more rounds in my direction, but I was ready for the bastard. I twisted around and used the first man as a human shield. Three bullets went through his chest from behind, and his warm blood splattered onto my feet as his tongue flopped out of his mouth. Now for the pièce de résistance. I gave the dead man's arm a tug, and the damn thing ripped clean off with a spray of gore. Then I hurled my opponent's body into the ground and sprang toward the last remaining fucker.
"Now, fuck, 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 fuck!"
he gasped as he fumbled to reload his weapon. I reared back like the severed arm was a baseball bat and then smashed it into my final enemy's head. The impact from the blow was enough to knock him off his feet and into the ground, where he face-planted with a sickening thud. He spat out a few bloody teeth as he tried to get up onto his knees, but I was quick to finish the job. There was a jagged bone sticking out from where I'd torn the arm off its body, so I flipped it around and used it as a makeshift spear. My opponent's eyes went wide as the sharp white blade stabbed through his chest, and he gurgled out a few more mouthfuls of blood before the life went out inside of him. Then he collapsed to the ground, dead. With a lull in the fight, I took the opportunity to turn around and survey the battlefield. The man whose hand I'd crushed was still writhing in shock, as was the man I'd lifted up with my claws, but I knew it wouldn't be long before their organs shut down due to their blood loss and injuries. However, there was still one assailant left alive. He groggily stood to his feet, stumbled toward his gun, and bent down to scoop it up. That was when Janine stepped in. The redhead had a metal pipe in her hand, and she swung it like a Louisville slugger as she stepped forward. The pipe slammed into the back of the man's neck, and he let out a gasp of surprise as the metal rod cracked his spinal cord like it was raw spaghetti. There was a loud pop as the pipe struck him, and he instantly went down onto the asphalt.
"You didn't think I was going to let you have all the fun, did you?"
Janine smirked as she tossed the pipe onto the ground and stepped over the man's twitching body.
"We're not out of the woods yet,"
I growled as I listened to the sound of approaching footsteps from afar.
"I can hear six more men headed in our direction."
"Then let's get out of here. We can run back out the way we came and get away before they can even get to us."
"Running away? I was a fucking werepanther who just killed 12 dudes with my bare hands. Sure, I'd taken a few small bullet wounds in the process, but I still felt good as hell." "We don't need to run. I want to find out who these men are working for, and I can't do that if we tuck our tails between our legs and flee."
"Is that Carter talking? Or the werepanther?"
"Both. You should get behind me, because this is going to become pretty messy."
Then I heard a new sound. One that was completely different than anything I was expecting. It was the sound of flapping wings. Large wings. Like wings 10 times bigger than the cardinals I was used to seeing on campus.
"Carter?"
Janine breathed as she stared up at me.
"What is it? You look afraid."
"There's something else coming. Something big. You need to get out of sight right now."
"But..."
"Go!"
I roared, and my voice boomed through the alleyway, Janine's eyes widened at the sudden command, but then she simply nodded her head and dashed off out of the alley. I watched her as she took cover behind the crashed limousine, and then I turned back and prepared to face whatever the hell was headed our way. That was when the men came into sight. Sure enough, there were six of them, all with their pistol sights up at eye level and ready to pump me full of lead. I wasn't going to let it be that easy. I let out a roar as I charged forward and watched them fire off several rounds in my direction. I tucked and rolled out of the way of the first slew, and then made it about 20 more feet before they got off their next attack. This time I tried a different maneuver. I sprang up onto the wall on my right, dug my claws into it, and then climbed forward horizontally. Now there was only 100 feet or so between me and my opponents. Then a shadowy figure suddenly dropped down into the alleyway behind the goons, and my heart leapt into my throat. The figure had a pair of large, bat-like wings that each had to be at least 7 feet wide. Much to my surprise, I could make out the shadow's hourglass shape, and I could see the sassiness in its pose. It was a woman.
"Hello, boys,"
a seductive voice purred.
"Fancy meeting you here."
"Ah, shit," one of the men gasped as he whipped his head around. "It's that bitch."
"Kill her too,"
another man snarled. Half of the group stopped in their tracks, turned around, and opened fire at the shadowy figure. Meanwhile, the other three continued to shoot in my direction. I jumped away from the wall I was on, twisted my body in mid-air, and then landed onto the other wall of the alley as I continued to defy gravity. The gap was now closed, and I was ready to tear these assholes a new one. Literally. I let out a roar as I released my grip on the wall and tumbled onto the ground. I tucked and rolled for a second before I jumped back up to my feet, and I came up swinging. My left paw struck one of the men in the jaw, and my claws dug into the flesh of his cheek as it passed. The fucker's entire bottom jaw tore away from his head with a spray of viscera, and all he could do was gasp and fumble at his tongue as it flopped down like a gory wet noodle. I ducked down as a few rounds of bullets zipped past my head, and then I tossed out my right foot at the assailant on my side. His leg snapped clear in two when my blow landed, which also managed to force him down on one knee. I instantly threw out my right paw, wrapped it around his throat, and then squeezed as hard as I could. The fucker's face turned a deep shade of purple seconds before his neck snapped like a toothpick, and his eyes rolled back in his head as he went limp. I tossed him to the side just as the last man raised his gun to my head. I ducked down as he pulled the trigger, and my brain rattled in my skull from the powerful blast that rang out, inches from my head. Without looking, I punched up with my left paw and stabbed my claws straight through the bastard's arm. He screamed and tried to pull away as I ensnared him in my deadly grip, but it was no use. I stood up from my crouch, pulled him toward me, and then stabbed the claws of my right hand into his gut. The initial impact caused him to wail with pain, but his screams quickly turned into shocked sputtering as I repeatedly pulled my paw back and then stabbed him again and again. Blood splashed onto the asphalt at my feet as I turned his stomach into Swiss cheese, until finally his guts plopped out with a warm hiss. The assailant wobbled as he collapsed to the ground, dead. Meanwhile, I could hear the screams of the men behind me. I quickly turned back to the shadowy figure with the wings and saw she now stood next to three corpses. The woman leaned up against the wall of the alley nonchalantly, and she inspected the short claws that raised out from her fingertips. Why wasn't she attacking me?
"Who the fuck are you?"
"Some people would say thank you to the person who just saved your life."
"I had everything under control. Now tell me, what are you and what do you want?"
"I wanted revenge on the bastard who killed Edward."
"And Edward is?"
"My driver,"
she said as she stepped forward. Now that she was a bit closer, I could see her perfectly clearly. The woman had mid-length jet-black hair, whose sleek ends ran congruent with her sharp jawline. She had piercing green eyes, and her plump red lips would make Angelina Jolie jealous. On her body, the woman wore a skin-tight leather bikini top that was held on by a literal thread behind her neck, and the fabric just barely covered up her thick, erect nipples. She had on a pair of equally tight leather pants with silver studs that ran up and down each side, as well as a pair of black platform boots on each foot. The woman's eyes were encircled with dark mascara, which added a bit of pop next to her blue eyeshadow.
The guy back in the limo? I asked as I tilted my head. Does that mean...
That's right.
The woman smirked.
I'm Ada. I wanted to see if the rumors were true. Wanted to see the mighty Werepanther in person. And my, oh my, what a sight you are, handsome.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Edward is dead.
I figured.
Ada said with a frown.
I knew it was only a matter of time before Div and I would engage in an open conflict. I definitely did not expect him to make the first move, though.
Div, that's the guy who sent these men after us, right?
We can't have this talk here.
Ada shook her head.
The cops will be here any second now, so go grab your pretty little girlfriend and follow me.
Hold on. I just met you. I'm not gonna just blindly follow you to wherever the fuck you want to take us.
I'm taking you back to my nightclub.
Ada mumbled with a roll of her eyes.
It's the only place that's off limits to Div and his men. Now, are you coming? Or are you going to keep going around in circles at the library?
Son of a bitch, had Ada been watching us too? I wanted to meet this woman, but now that I had, I was starting to second-guess myself. I had no clue if she could be trusted, or if she was in bed with the OLG and was trying to lure us right into a trap. However, she was right. I could already hear the sirens of cop cars in the distance, and I knew we had to get out of here ASAP. Fine. We'll follow you back to your nightclub. What the fuck was I getting us into?